volunteer program at the Freedom Union this year. Welcome.
Hello. Afternoon, Commissioners. Cameron Alden, City Chair Nobley. Thanks for having me today. I'm here to talk about the State Park program, volunteer program. I'm Katie Elman. I am the State Park Volunteer Coordinator. I'm also the State Park or fundraiser. I'm also the president of the Association of the Parks and Recs of the State of South Dakota. So in 2021, we have roughly 443 volunteers with us in our state parks. That equivalent to about 73% are returning and 27 are new. We also have senior volunteers. And they're roughly always at sitters, but most of our volunteers are on site, which they get a campsite, which is full hookup, which is water, sewer, and electricity. So we have various positions in our state park that volunteers can hold. Our main one that everybody wants is our campground host. We try and hire roughly 80 positions. We usually can do that. There's a few that not filled, but that's okay. So our campground hosts typically greet our volunteers and they keep an eye on the campground. Our other main position that volunteers go for are a maintenance position, and they help keep the park in good condition. Park specific, Gooders only has senior volunteers, like I said. Custer State Park hires the most volunteers with 116. We also have group volunteers that come to each state park. They talk to the manager, they bring their group out, and they typically do spring cleanup for us, trail restoration, and special events. So in front of you, the hours contributed by our volunteers date back to about 18 years. You can see we've had steady incline, and then we peaked in 2018, and then we've been on the decline, but we're now steadying out from last year to this year. Going back to 2017, from our volunteer hours, we roughly, for FTE, have 50 to 60. That equivalent to that. So that's kind of cool. And our fiscal impact annually is anywhere in from 700,000 to 800,000. To our volunteer hours, that's how it roughly adds out. So I guess that's the way.
Okay.
So, again, that's the hours. It's pretty impressive how many hours I've gone through to do it. So. So how it works, we have a system in place that we each volunteer signs a work agreement with the manager on when they should start, when they should end, and their duties that they get. We do run background checks on all of our volunteers to ensure we've done our due diligence to ensuring our parks are a safe environment for our visitors and their children. They are nationwide and statewide background checks. We have a marketing strategy to recruit new volunteers. We've partnered with different organizations throughout the nation. One of them is Good Sam. They promote for us digitally and in their big book. It's like a dictionary, so it's pretty impressive. We also partner with AARP, and they promote with us for us in their email blast to the folks in South Dakota and in the Midwest. Something new this year, we're working with communications, and they're going to highlight our outstanding volunteers by storytelling. So that'll be pretty cool because we have some outstanding volunteers. We do recognize our volunteers. We are one of the few states that give them items as appreciation. When a volunteer hits 24 hours, they get a state park entrance license. And then when they hit 100 hours, they get a South Dakota quarter and a South Dakota stamp in the little frame. They also start getting pins from then on out. And starting at $200 and up, they will receive the recognition item and then two free camping tickets that they can use at any South Dakota state park throughout the year and the following year. And then at 3,000 hours and over, they have choice items that they can choose from. We have a list that they can pick from, anywhere from sweatshirts to t-shirts. We have a towel set, and we also have a blanket they can pick from. You should have all received a 2021 zipper pouch from our state park. That's what we give our commuters for reaching 50 hours. So this is my favorite part, is now we're going to highlight some volunteers. Our Lake Vermilion host, Georgia Push, she has over 12,000 hours while she's been with us for 10 years, and she, in 2018, was awarded the Volunteer of the Year. Georgia says, when asked, why did she come back and why did she volunteer with State Park, she said one word, Garrett, which is the manager at Lake Vermilion. She makes it feel like home. And Derek, when asked why he likes Georgia coming back, he pretty much just said that she's willing to do anything in the park at all times. She's the first one to respond to anything. So that's a volunteer of the year. Next, we have Vern. He's at Cal Creek. Vern has been with us for 14 years and has just under 15,000 hours. He's the only volunteer that's going to reach 15,000 hours. That's pretty impressive. When asked why he'd like to come back to South Dakota for volunteering, he said, being outside and the people. Pat Busher had his remarks were, he's an outstanding public service to South Dakota State Park. Next up, we have our Rocky Point host, Tom and Sula Johnson. They've been with us for 6 years and for a combined service of 15,000 hours. When asked why they like to come back to South Dakota, short answer was what they said was the people. Next up, Custer State Park. Oliver, Lydia's remarks were the pillars for the park, and he took pride in his work at the wildlife station. Then have the Collins. They're the Bluebell campground. They have a deep desire for providing the best overall experience to guests staying at Bluebell. You can find the Collins cleaning campsites, interacting with visitors, cleaning bathrooms and cabins with a smile to share for all. Next up, we have the host at West Bend, the Rammers and the Doys. They've been with us for roughly 10 years or more, for both combined services of either 12,000 to 11,000 hours. Both couples were awarded the Volunteer of the Year Award in 2019. The reason why the Rammers come back were the people, and the staff at West Bend and Farm Island are the best. The Doys, what they said why they come back are they love keeping the park looking in the state. And then when I asked Brian Rayner why these two volunteers are outstanding, he said they're simply vital to our operations at West Bend, for the customer service to facilities and ground maintenance. They help us with no questions asked. My personal favorite was Priscilla, who's from Good Earth. She joined us in 2017 and has over 1,500 hours. She welcomes visitors at the visitor center and does light cleaning. She's also a great ambassador for the park. Fun fact, she's 90. Jen at Good Earth, she said, with the limited staff in the popular park in Sioux Falls, Good Earth relies on volunteers to help operate. We get a diverse group of folks to come volunteer with us. They come from all walks of life, retired military, teachers, lawyers, farmers, and many more. They come from all across the country to volunteer in South Dakota. I've heard many great things as to why they come to our state. The two main things are it's beautiful and the people. Their volunteers are ambassadors to our team.
Nicely done. Any questions? Go ahead.
Commissioner Mitchell, I love this. Thank you for bringing those personal stories. I'm curious, with the increase that we've seen in camping and recreation this last year, did you see a need to increase certain volunteers at certain parks or lift up the work that they have to do?
Thank you, Commissioner Mitchell. Not that I've seen. All of them just stepped up just whenever they needed maintenance or if somebody was needed cutting grass. They just stepped up. We're trying to hire the 2022s, and I see a lot of them are asking for a lot more commuters, so local folks. So I can see maybe next year we'll have a need for a lot of that.
Can you monetize?
Thank you, Chairman. So roughly this year from our hours were 103,000 hours. Roughly that's 50 FTEs, and so we took that for the seasonal pay, which is roughly $15. And so right now that would be about $700,000.
I don't want to get rolled by any 90-year-old. But thank you.